Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We're starting a brand new perek on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Bey. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'oyim al chaver, a person says to his chaver, say the kaddish li isha ployness. Do me a favor. I heard about this wonderful young lady, Sprinza. I want you to please be mekaddisher. And if you don't mind, you can lay out the money. I'll pay you back in Mishnah. And give her money and be mekaddisher. V'holach, and this chaver went, v'kitsha le'atzmai. He met Sprinza. He says, "Hey, looks like a wonderful young lady. Chasuda, utznua, milumedes, pretty, etc." And therefore he said, "I'm going to go and take her for myself." Hariat mekudeshesli. And therefore when he gave her the money, instead of giving money on behalf of the mishaleach, of the original ho'im lechaveroi, he was mekadesh for himself. Says the Mishnah, mekudeshes l'sheni. It works. Notice that the Mishnah does not use the term o'imer lishluchai. It says o'imer lachaveray. Will that make a difference? We'll see Mechim in the Gemara shortly. The
former
Gemara
friend. His former friend.
Okay.
You said that the chavero advanced, the chaver advanced the money.
Correct.
That's going to be significant, because if it was the mishaleach's money,
mm-hmm.
then
the mishaleach would not be able to use the mishaleach money.
It would be unless he basically stealing it, as it were.
Exactly, and then that certainly wouldn't work. We had already marred before about using gezel, money of gezel from someone else. That wouldn't work. We said if it was gezel from her, maybe she's moichel. But to use somebody else's money, you can't do that. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that he said, "Please lend me the money." It could also be he said, "Here, I give you $100, please be mekadesher." And then when he met the young lady, instead of using the $100 from the mishalech, he put that in a side pocket and used his own $100. But the point is, he didn't steal any money, because then it would not be effective. So he was mekadesh liatzoi, mekudesh l'susheni, it works. The Gemara is going to say, even though it works, it was not a nice thing to do. But we'll get to that in a moment. The same thing applies. I don't want the Kiddushin to be chal right now. He gives her the money now, but he says that the effective date of this Kiddushin should be in 30 days from now. And then somebody else, an intermeddler, came in at the end of 20 days, Lamushul, and he was Mekadesher and gave her money at that time. Since the first Kiddushin was not effective, because he says, "I only want it to be effective on the 30th day, Mekudesh is the Shani," because that second person was able to use this window of opportunity to go me Mekadesher, and it works. So much so, don't think that this is a chumra that we say Mekudesh is the Shani, or I'm choishish Mekudesh is the Shani. This is real time. Bas Yisrael lekoyin toichel betruma. If he was a koyin, and we're talking about, of course, the second person that came in, Lamushal, on the 20th day. He was a kohen. She's a Bas Yisrael. Toichel b'truma. She can go and eat truma. Now, I know everybody is starting to think to themselves, but this is just an Erizin.
Right.
And even though Minatoyra you can go and eat, but how can you go and eat now after Erizin? You have the two different gzeirois, either Mishim Simpoin or Mishim Atashke. So what's going on over here? So that's not our kasha. That's already a kasha of the Toises Rihazokain that we have on the right-hand margin. And if you go all the way to the bottom of the Tosfos Rihazokain, which is really on the bottom, you'll see it says, Ha'im l'kodesh l'sheni, she'tol k'dush rishoin, toichel b'truma. You see that on the last line? Toichel b'truma, number one, im nasa. In other words, if he didn't just make erisin, but he quickly followed up with nisuin, like we do today, where erisin and nisuin are almost simultaneously under the chuppah, or it doesn't have to be mamish, it could be a week later, whatever. That they waited a year was just, that was kind of the minimum, that was the maximum. We gave the chos and kala maximum amount of time to get all of their preparations in order. However, if they were ready a week later or a day later, then fine, you can get married, you can do nisuin immediately. So im nasa. Inami, what the Mishnah is telling us, l'din toira, sharutza eicheles betruma dva toira. Avada midrabanan, you cannot go and eat truma immediately. However, min ha-toira, the din would have been that she could eat immediately truma, because taka migudesh was shiny, no questions about it. Now the next case in the Mishnah is me'achshav uli achash shloishim yoyim. I want it to be chal from now and after 30 days. Now somebody came right in the middle and married her in the middle. Mikudeshes v'einim mikudeshes. In this case, it's already a suffix.
I'm sorry, can you explain the Ashav v'la'achar shloshim?
Yes, that was exactly what I was going to do right now.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for paving the way.
Okay.
He said, I want it to be effective from now. I want it to be effective in 30 days from now. And somebody came in and went and married her in between. Mikudeshes v'einim mikudeshes. That second person, what he did was maybe Kedushin, maybe not Kedushin. I'm not sure. And therefore, she's going to have to get a get from him. But mitzad chumra, not mitzad vaday. Now, we've had this mi'achshav l'achash loishim. Remember, at least we've had this concept back in Mesechta's Gittin. Typically, there it didn't say mi'achav, mi'achshav u'li'achash loishim yoyim. It used to go and say mi'achshav im le'bosi ad shloishim yoyim. Meaning, person went on a business trip, for instance. He says, I hope to be back in Mir Tashem within a week or two. If I'm not back within 30 days, it should be Chal Mei Achshav. And then if it's Chal Mei Achshav, that means it worked retroactively from today. We have to wait the 30 days to see what happens. But if he doesn't come back in 30 days, then the get will be Mei Achshav from now. Mei Achshav. Okay. Here, however, we're talking about, he didn't say Mei Achshav, Achshav Im Loi Basi. He said, Me'achshav, I want it to be Chal from now, and I want it to be Chal in 30 days from now. Now, that would seem to be impossible. A contradiction in terms. It's impossible. Exactly right. So we're going to have a Machlokes in Mi'at Hashem towards the end of today's Nun Testament days into Samach Omer Aleph. The Gemara is going to have three Pshatim in this Mishnah. But we're not going to get to the third Pshat until tomorrow. The first two Pshatim Yachim, we're going to see Rav and Shmuel. What is the machlokes? What's the issue with this me'achshav achshav loishim yoyim? The question is, when he said me'achshav uli achshav loishim yoyim, did he mean to make a tenai, saying, I want it to be effective as long as neither you nor I change our minds within 30 days? If and when 30 days pass and we're still in good terms, on good terms, and we're willing to go through with it, me'achshav, it happens already, helps already from now. On the other hand, the Gemara says, it could be that he said initially, Me'achshav. And then he had a second thought, and he said, you know what? We don't really know each other all that well. Let's still give it another extension of 30 days, and let's see what happens. And so therefore, it would be initially, Me'achshav. And then after that, Tosh Kedei Dibur, he said, let's allow for a time for Charata, for Chazara. And if that's the case, then it would not go from now. So, Mi'achshav, we're going to see more about this in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Stay tuned for further information at the end of the daf. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, as a result, I don't know to whom she is married to. Is she married to the first guy after the 30 days pass? Because he said, Mi'achshav, achshav shloishim yoyim. Okay, so now it works the mafreya. They're married from today. Or do you say, no, 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 that since he allowed this for a man of Chazorah and Charata, by the fact that she accepted Kesa Kedusha for somebody else, she's Mekudesh to the second person and not to the first person. So since I don't know, she's Mekudesh, Vein and Mekudesh. So Rashi says, Mekudesh, Vein and Mekudesh, Lishneim, to both of them. I don't know if she's married to Reuven, I don't know if she's married to Shimon. And therefore, the only way she can consummate one of these two marriages, says Rashi, if one of the two husbands gives her a get, then I know for sure we have severed any relationship either with Reuven number one or Shimon number two, and then she can marry the other guy. On the other hand, what happens if she decided, you know what, this is just too much trouble, Reuven and Shimon, I want to go marry Levi, says Rashi, then both of them would have to give her a get to make sure that she's not married to either one. So Mishnah will discuss this more in the Gemara. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, to show you what I mean, Mekudeshes, Veinim Mekudeshes, Bas Yisrael, who married a Kohen, which is like the case that we had previously, or if she was a Bas Kohen and she was able to eat Truma until now, but she married a Yisrael, Leitecha B'Truma, she cannot eat Truma either way, because I don't know, is she married? Is she not married? If she is married, then she could be able to eat Truma if the husband is a Kohen. However, maybe she's not married and therefore she cannot eat. And even if she was a Bas Kohen that ate until now, maybe she's married to the Yisrael and she cannot eat Truma. So I really don't know. Don't eat Truma. Next we'll see more in the Gemara. Zok Yomar. We start off, Oim L'Chaveir Tzei V'Kadesh Li'Yaseisha. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Say, Tana, in the Brice it says, Masha also Osli, like our Mishnah says, Mikudeshus Sheni, Elishanog Boy Minigram Boys. This person unfortunately went and acted with deception. Because if he was initially anointed to go and be the person to Makadish the Isha to the first the Mishaleach, and then he went and took it for himself, it's not right. It's not decent, it's not ethical. We shouldn't permit that, it's just wrong.
Ramifications? Any ramifications?
Okay, so now the question is, are we just saying that this guy deserves to get a Misha Beirach and tell him you're a bad guy? Or does it have any halachic significance? What is the chiddush by telling him Noag by Minigramoth? So the Ritzva and Ran and other Rishonim say that there is another case at the end of Masechus Yevamos that because a person acted with Minigram Mois, we said the Kedushin is not Chal. Kamash Bulon Ar Mishnah, that even though he was Noigram Mois, the Chachamim did not put a knas on him and penalize him and say, you're a nasty fellow, and therefore we're going to go and take away the Kedushin from you. How can they take away the Kedushin from him?
Hefker
Bezen Hefker, and call the Mekadesh Hadaita, the Rabbanim Mekadesh, because that's why you always end off Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And so therefore, in Masechus Yevamos, in another case similar, the halacha is that the Chum did put a penalty and say, you're not married. In this case, although it was not a nice thing to do, but lemaisa it works, he is married to her after all. Zok di Gemara, betani didon holach nami diktani. The Gemara is now bringing a dekanami, a raya from our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah didn't say anything minigramois, but the Gemara is bothered by, what do I need that for holach there in the middle of the first line? It could have said, oim lechaber, it said, okadish isha. The kid shuliatzmai. What do I need for holach? He went, he didn't go, it was minafkimina. That word halach tells you in a subtle way that he kind of veered off the derech. He was supposed to go and be mekadesh his chaver to shprinzo, shprinzo to his chaver. V'halach he detoured, kitzla atzmi, he took it for himself. Like we pointed out at the beginning of the Mishnah. Ma'ishno hasem, back on daf nun, we had a Mishnah. And there it said, diktani o'imalishluchoi. For those of you that want to look it up, you can. However, Rashi quotes it on the second line. He said to a shliach, go and be mekadesh prinza. The mokah ploini, and she is now in Brooklyn. Go and be mekadesh her to me. And instead he went to his mekadesh her in the Bronx, not in Brooklyn. Says the Mishnah, ain't a mekadesh. Why in Mekudeshes? Because he had Akpodli, Dafka wanted this to be well known in Brooklyn and not in the Bronx. You're wondering, why would he have such Akpodli? So Gemara explains over there, because he has a lot of friends in Brooklyn, so in case she starts asking for references, what do you think? They'll say, wow, to marry this Chosin Reuven, what a tzaddik, what a nice guy, besides the fact that he happens to be handsome, and he has a couple of dollars too. So therefore, it's a wonderful, wonderful shidduch. However, in the Bronx, unfortunately, he has a bunch of enemies. And then if she's going to go and ask, well, what do you think about the shidduch? What? With that Reuven? Ah, scoundrel. Ah, nobody. Ah, no good nick. Etc., etc. And therefore, that's why she, Dafka, wanted that the chasana, not she, he wanted that the chasana should go and take place in Dafka in Brooklyn and not in the Bronx. Anyway, there the Mishnah starts off with the words, O'imer lishluchoy. In our Mishnah, it says, O'imer lachaveiroi. Frey Timara, why did Rebbe change Lishoinois? Here it's coming to tell us a Chiddush, and there, on Daf Nun, it's also telling us a Chiddush. Hacher Buzik HaMashulan, what's a Chiddush over here? Ditana Shluchai, if it would say Shluchai, have a min a Shluchai, who de have a Ramoy? The Samcha Daite, Sover Ovid Lishli Chusi. Maybe, when would we say that Nog by Minigram Mois is only if he was his Shliach? Now, it doesn't say exactly what the terms of the shlichus were. It could be just number one, I hereby appoint you to be my shliach. Are you going to do the shlichus? Of course. And we have a chazaka that shliach oise lichusai. And it could even be that he paid him to be the shliach. He said, I know this is time and effort on your part. I give you $100 for you, not for the kala, for you, to for the time that you're going to spend trying to track her down and find her, blah, blah, blah. And therefore, if he went, the shliach, and was makadish to her to himself, then I would go and say, since the mishalech was soymech das, I mean, that's why I appointed you solemnly as a shliach. I may even have given him a ganze document, a power of attorney. I made you into a shliach. I'm even perhaps even paying him money. And therefore, this is a terrible letdown that you went and deceived me and took shendel for yourself, or sprints for yourself, instead of coming back to me. I mean, he asked him for a favor. He says, oh, I heard you're going to Brooklyn today. I very rarely go to Brooklyn. Can you do me a favor? Can you do? Sure, a favor, no problem. And then afterwards he meets Sprintzer, and he sees Sprintzer, oh, it's all the malish across the Bataira. He says, why should I go and be Mekadish to Reuven? I might as well take it for myself. Is Reuven presumably wasn't saying Mechdas because he didn't appoint him as a shliach with the power of attorney and perhaps even give him money. He just asked him for a favor. So maybe I would think he doesn't even get the title Ramai. You know, I have to dafka go and buy this lady for you. I took the lady for myself, you know. He didn't make me a shliach. He asked me for a toiva. So I did a toiva for myself instead of for you. That's the chiddush in our Mishnah, written by a chaver, not a shliach. He's called a rabbi. Hosam Rebusa Kamashal, and back on Daf Nun, what's the chiddush? There it says, Oim Lishluchai, Ditano Oim Achaveroi, Hava Min Achaveri, Hu, the Chikot Shebem Mokim Acher, Einem Mekudeshes, the Savaloi Torach. In the case of the Chaver, remember what was the case in Daf Nun? He said, I want you to go marry her off to me in Brooklyn, and he went and married her off in the Bronx, and it says, Einem Mekudeshes. So it would say, Chaver, Hava Min, I would say, you know, why Einem Mekudeshes? Because Savaloi Torach, when the Mishaleach asked him to go and do me a favor and be Mekadosh in Brooklyn, he never thought in a million years that this Chaver is going to go really overboard, Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, to go and track her down and go Mekadosh her even the Bronx. Only if you happen to see her in Brooklyn, then you should go. So therefore, he was never Simech Das that this is really going to go and take place in the Bronx. That's why Enim Mekadosh. So his whole Bakasha was Dafke Memokim Plain. Avashluchai, it does say Shluchai and Dafnun. I would think Shluchai de Torach, even Maramokim Ulai. After all, he expects that the Shliach should be Matriach, that even though he told him Brooklyn, but especially if he's paying him, and he appointed him as a Shliach, he figured he would go the extra 9 yards, if you will. And what is that if you don't find him in Brooklyn, even though I said she's going to be in Brooklyn? But if she happens to be in the Bronx, of course, you know, wherever she is, I just suggested Brooklyn, because I didn't want to be Matriach you, but if she's not in Brooklyn, you're my designated agent. I'm expecting you to go in Mekadosh or wherever you find her. If you find her in the Bronx, it's good, and Queens is much better, whatever. And therefore, Kamash Malon, that's why that Mishnah comes to tell you that even though he was a Shliach, he had a Hakpod, a Dafka in Brooklyn and nowhere else, and he doesn't expect the Shliach to go in Mekadosh or anywhere else, and if he's Mekadosh or anywhere else, Einam Mekudeshes. So that's the Chiddush both over here and the Chiddush over there. Now, the Gemara brings three stories, one after the other, all with this inyan about the mini gramois. And initially, each one of the stories is hair-raising, but you'll see by the end, not so hair-raising. Ravin Chasida, notice he was called a chassid, which obviously means he was a very righteous man. Ozel Kedusha Le Itza Libre. He went to Mekadosh a particular young lady for his son. Apparently he had discussed it with his son, as you know, only by a daughter who's a Ketana or a Nara does the father have a right to come to Mekadosh without even asking her. However, by his son, he does not have that right. So Rav Chasida must have discussed it with his son and told his son, by the way, I heard about a wonderful, wonderful shidduch, a fine young lady who lives in New Jersey, and I really think I heard, psh, a chasuda, a prusha, a tznua, a mit'ala malas, megumedes, brilliant and intelligent, ala malas, a kosa batayra, a real ishis chayil meyimtsa. And the son said, Tati, if that's what you feel, b'vakasha, go ahead and be mekadosh, you'll be my shliach. And Rabin Chasida met the young lady, and he was so impressed, kitchel anafshe, he went and took her for himself as his bride. Pray Timura, how could he do that? But Tani Masha also said, here he told his son that I'm going to go be mekadosh on your behalf, and he took her for himself. Isn't that what we're talking about, minigram mois? And for the Gemara, Lo Yavu and Nile. We're talking about a situation when he came and proposed to Sprintzer that Sprintzer should get married to Ravin Chasida's son. They said, nah, you, Ravin Chasida, are very choshevid, but we heard that your son is Nishkazah Groitzit Tzadik, and we're not interested. Okay, so what did he do? Instead, he married her off himself. Frey Timura, Don't you think the right thing would be to go home, tell his son, unfortunately, they were not maskim to the shidduch. I'm sorry, I'm empty-handed. And therefore, he would no longer appear to be a rami. He would be reporting back that they were not maskim. And then he, Rav Mechassida, will himself go back and say, young lady, would you be interested in marrying me? So then he would take away any even appearance of impropriety of Ramois. Wouldn't have that been the right thing to do? Says the Gemara, you're right, in a perfect world, it would be nice for him to go back and tell the son. But he heard that she was such a good candidate on the market, he was afraid by the time he would go back, you know, they didn't have emails, they didn't have telephones, they didn't have faxes, they didn't have any way of contacting. So Rav Chassida may have to travel a month to get to this young lady and then come back a month and then go back a month again. Who knows? And so therefore, says Imara, he figured by the time he gets back, it'll be too late. And that's why, since she was maskim, he was mekadesh her for himself. And now we have a similar situation, but we're not talking about a case of kiddushin, but we're talking about a case of buying a piece of real estate. Rav Bar Bar Chana, Yov Lizuzel Rav, he appointed Rav as a shliach, he gave him money, and Omer Zavna Neeli Lahai Ara. You know, there in Brooklyn, there's a beautiful piece of land there on 12th Avenue and 55th Street. Please buy it for me. So, what did Rav do? He took the money, and Ozel and Zavla Nafshei, and he bought it for himself. And that's, of course, with Rav Bar Chana's money, with his own money. He didn't steal anything. He went and bought it for himself. Pray tomorrow about Tanya. Didn't we just say in our Mishnah, Masha also Yelishanog by reading Ramois? And Lechoyer, this is not just Kiddushin related, but it's related to any time somebody asks you for a favor, makes you a shliach, tells you what all the details, and then you take the opportunity for yourself. Isn't that wrong? And the Gemara basically gives the same teretz as before. Baga de Alimi Hava. Baga means a valley or a neighborhood, a place. Talimi, where they had Gvar Alim. So it means a bunch of strong guys. Bali Zeroya, says Rashi, and they were not maskim to anybody living among themselves, only the special people that they were prepared to live with. And so therefore, Vaga Dalimi Hava, L'Rav Noagi Beikovit, as far as Rav being the God will be Israel, they said, okay, we are a maskim that you should settle among us. L'Rav B'chona, L'Rav Beikovit, no, he's just, you know, just another rabbi, we're not interested, and forget about it. And so therefore, he did initially do what Rav B'chona had asked him to do. Please, Rav B'chona wants to buy a lot here in your valley together with you. And they said, Aloimet and Aleph, we're not interested. So Rav says, if that's the case, I'll buy it for myself. Shouldn't he have gone back to Rav Chanan and told him the bad news, that they're not willing to sell, so that he would remove himself from any appearance of impropriety of Ramboys? Says he, the same terrors. It was a very hot item on the market. It was well-priced and well-placed. And he figured, oh, this would be a great land. By the time I get back to Rav Chanan and tell him, unfortunately, they didn't agree. And then I'm going to come back and try to buy it from them. It might be off the market already. You may have lost it. The Gemara now says a third story. Rav Gittel have a mahapach vahi ara. Mahapach means that he was engaged in negotiations for a particular piece of property. And Ozl Rav Abba Zavna. And as Rav Gittel is negotiating all the rest, Rav Abba comes along and Zavna, and he buys it for himself. Now there's a famous halacha, which Gemara is going to quote in a moment, of Ani HaMahapach B'Charara. Ani HaMahapach B'Charara means you have a poor person, and he finds a charara, a wafer of sorts, a biscuit, good. And do you know the difference between a wafer and a biscuit?
Wafer's thinner.
Thin. Did you know that wafer's thinner than a biscuit? Well, if you didn't know, this is...
wafer thin.
It's wafer thin. Very good. Beautiful. Okay, anyway, so you have Ani HaMahapach B'Charara. If somebody else comes and snatches it away, this is considered to be not a nice thing. Because after all, he is looking, he's an Ani, that Harora appealed to him so much, and he was about to snatch, about to take it, and then you grab it away. Anyway, there are many halachic ramifications in Choshen Mishpat, which are beyond the Dal Ramas of our Gemara. But the point is that Rav Gittel was trying to buy it, and then Rav Abba went and bought it from under the table without Rav Gittel being aware. And Rav Gittel, of course, was very upset. What did Rav Abba do to me? Also, Rav Gittel, Kiblei, Lirab Zaira. So Reb Gittel went, and he went to Reb Zeira, who was apparently the Rosh Bezdin or something in that part of the world, and he said, "You hear what Reb Abba did to me?" Now Reb Zeira apparently didn't want to decide on his own, and Ozel Reb Zeira v'kibul Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. He went further to Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, and what do you say? So Reb Yitzchak Nafcha said, "Amalei hamtein et shiyal etzlein l'regel. Let's wait until Yom Tov time. He's going to come, and then we're going to ask him. We're going to see what happened, and we're going to address the issue at that time." Almost done. Ki Sali. Itaka came up Yom Tov time. Ashkechei. So Reb Yitzchak Nafcha now met Reb Abba. Amalei. Oni hamahapach b'charoro ba'achav nitlim imenu. Mai. When you have this type of situation that somebody you have oni hamahapacharoro and somebody else goes under the table and takes it away from him, what is it then? Amalei nikar Rasha. He's a bad guy. He's a Rasha. Freitimor v'lamar. My time to Ovid Hachi. You yourself did this. You took away the property from Reb Gittel. Amalei, lo have you done? I knew nothing about it. I didn't know that Gittel was negotiating. Nobody said anything. He didn't tell me. I didn't tell him. Gudish Kibis, it's not my fault. So they said, okay, Hashem Nami, Nesve Nilemar. Maybe you'd be willing now to transfer the property to Rav Gittel because he worked hard and in hard negotiations and you took it away from him. Amalei told him, Zvune Loimaz Benin Allah. I'm not going to go and sell it to him. The Arakamaisi, for Loimasam Nemilza. There's some sort of Simon, and the first investment that a person makes, you don't want to go and sell it out of hand and finish with it. No, it's not a good Simon, it's not a good skula, you have to hold on to it. So I'm not willing to go and sell it. But I'm willing to give it to him as a present. Matana Nishkale. I'm so sorry, I didn't know anything about it. I spent $100,000, the property is yours as a present. Rav Gittel Enochas La, Rav Gittel did not want to take it. Rav Gittel Soyne Matanas Yechia. I don't want presents. Rav Abba Leinochas, Lamishem Dehapach Ba, Rav Gittel. Rav Abba said, I feel so sad that Nebuch B'shogig Ba'onis, I didn't know anything about it. Rav Gittel was Mahapach Harar, Chas V'Sholem. I am not going to walk in it any longer. I'm not going to even step into this property. Leimar Nochas La, Leimar Nochas La. Neither Rav Gittel nor Rav Abba went into the property. U'miskariya Arad Rabbanan. And then it got the name of Arad Rabbanan. Rashi says, Hefker l'talmidim. In other words, since neither of these great rabbis was going to use the property, so the talmidei yeshiva would sit there, would learn there, would take their lunch and eat there on the park bench or whatever, and they used it. Not that it's strictly only hefker; it was really hefker to everybody because you can't go make a hefker laniyim v'lo lashirim. But it means who used this property since it was basically abandoned property. So the talmidei yeshiva would go and use it. They would walk through it and learn in Torah and prepare the shir, and whatever they did. Okay, so that's the end of that story, and now we go back to the Mishnah. He says to a lady, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, the Achash Loishim Yoim, somebody else comes in between in the middle of the 30 days, what's it in Mekudeshes Lashaydi? Zokti Mora, fine. Loi Ba'achra V'kitch B'toich Loishim. What happens if nobody came within the 30 days? So what happens then? Mahu? Rav Shmuel, the Amat Tavai, Mekudeshes. After 30 days are over, the condition is chal. I mean, that's a tava poshet. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is vav pishe desachlo amoyz. Even though there's no money left, he gave her the money on day one. He said it should be effective on day 30. Nothing happened in between. Nobody came in. Any officious interloper didn't. Nobody came in. However, the money is no longer around because she already spent it on her wedding gown and whatever to prepare for the wedding. Okay. What's the din? Still mikudeshes. Pray tomorrow, my timer. What's the reason why? At the moment of chalois, of the effectiveness, there's no money. So tomorrow, hanizuzi loy lemilbedom uvoloy lepikodendom. The money that he gave her on day one, when he said at mikudeshesly, that didn't have the status of the milba, didn't have the status of pikod. And the more explains. Lepikod loydomu, because pikod b'shusa demara kamasachli, bani b'shusa di dog kamasachli. So what's the case of Bikon? So Rashi reminds us that we had a case of Bikon earlier on in the Masechta, back on Daf Mem Zayin, when a person had given a Bikon to the young lady and said, "You're the Shomeris, you watch it for me." 30 days later, he says, "What happened to the Bikon?" And it says in the Mishnah there, I'm back on Daf Mem Zayin, "Holcha umetzosoi shenignav oy sheneevad." Uh-oh, the Bikon was stolen or lost. And the lashon of the Mishnah thereof is in the Shtayr by Sheva Pruta. If there's at least one Sheva Pruta left of that original Pikadoin, and he says, "I want to be Mikadeshu with the remainder of the Pikadoin," Mikudeshes. what's the reason why over there you have to have a Shava Pruta left? Because at that point, Meshusa Demara Kamasachli, that Bikotin was eaten up when it still belonged to the Mara. In other words, whoever stole it or wherever it got lost, however it was consumed, at that time it still belonged to the Balabas, the owner of the Bikotin. She was only holding it as a Shomeris, as a Shomer. Ah, so that's the reason why it has to be a Shava Pruta now. The fact that it was worth a Shava Pruta before, that's meaningless. Vahani, however, here, when he gave her the money, he didn't put any restrictions or limitations on it. He said, this is your money, I give it to you as a full-fledged present, to be chal in 30 days. Ah, so therefore, at the time of the Maisa Kiddushin, she had real money. She had real money, more than a Shava Pruta, therefore it's Mekudeshes. The milva nami loydom, it's also not similar to a milva. Remember, what's the case of the milva? That there was a pre-existing loan that the chosin had given to the kala 30 days ago. And now, 30 days later, he says, no, are you ready to pay back the money? Sorry, I don't have any money on me. Maybe in a year from now, maybe 12 years from now, maybe 50 years from now, we'll see. But in the meantime, I don't have money. Okay, you know what? You don't have to pay me back the money. I'm mekadesh you with that milva. What's the din? Ain't a mekudeshes. Because Mivulaitzon didn't know when he gave her the money initially, it was for the purpose of spending, not that she's going to hold it in her bank account for the next 20 years, but to use it. And therefore, even if she did not use it, or there's still some money left from that, it makes no difference. The point is, it was never intended that this should be as a present, that it still be his money, and that she has to return this money. No. It's intended that it's going to be lost forever, and she has to bring new funds to go and pay back the halva. So now, at the time that he is Mekadesher, these monies basically don't exist anymore. So therefore, any Mekadeshes. Zuktimor eloi domen. Muvay tzor nitnem. Vahani, in our case, Beteris Kedushin yavinu nula. When he gave her the money, it was for the intent that she should go and use it. So it wasn't loi tzor and pay me back. It was keep it and it's yours and I'm Mekadesher with it. And so therefore, it doesn't have to be still in existence 30 days later, because it wasn't intended for a bikkurin. Not intended for milva, it's intended to be toiras kesef kiddush. Okay, so now we answered that question. Now ask the Gemara another question. Once again, nobody else came in the middle of the 30 days. And she changed her mind. A Gemara doesn't ask, what about if he changed his mind? But the Gemara in the Amud Beis will address that, and will say that if he changes his mind, then the deal is off. That's why he said it should be effective in 30 days. The question is, can she change her mind and say, I thought about it for 30 days, I'm glad that you gave me this 30-day period, because in fact, I changed my mind, I'm not interested. Isma, what's the din? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Choyzeresh, she could change her mind. The question is, can you now go and revoke the original yes that she said at the outset? Now, when the Gemara says "Asi dibur mevatel dibur," it's really not that precise, because as any of you have ever attended a wedding, when the chosin said "Hariat mekudeshes libet ba'az zuga das moishvi Yisrael," she doesn't have to say "I do" or "I'm asking." She doesn't say anything. It's shtika kohidah. But that shtika kohidah, that kohidah, that's like a dibur, because after all, if she changes her mind at the wedding, she should say so and say no. Keep your ring, I'm not interested, I'm going home. Baruch Hashem, you never saw something like that, right? I don't think I was at a chasana, somebody else went to a chasana, where at the chasana, the chasan got cold feet, and he stayed inside a private room, he didn't want to come out. And the chasana was delayed by an hour and a half, and finally came out, and he was mekadesh. But I understand that, unfortunately, they were divorced a few days later or something. Never. Terrible thing. But
she has to give back the money, though.
No, of course she can't go and keep the money. There's no question about that.
Why not? It's a chasen at the time.
If she
changes her mind, she has to return the money.
You are going more with the svar of Rish Lakish. Any chazer, she can't change her mind. It's binding, and it's just a question of waiting for the days to tick. 30 days are over, we're done. Riochanan said no. Until the chalois, until the effectiveness, the solution has not been chal yet. The maisa took place, but the chalois didn't take place yet. And therefore, osidim avatalim, she could change her mind. Rish Lakish, she can't change her mind. Li osidim avatalim. And the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions on Rish Lakish, And as we'll see at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to say Tiyufta, the Reish Lakish Tiyufta, meaning that we pass Kentucky like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Reish Lakish. But the Gemara first asks a bunch of questions, and then we're going to have an Ikka Diamri, another version, until we get to the end of the sugya. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Bitel im actually toram bitel enchumose chumo. What happens if somebody is going on a trip and he asks his chaver, shliach, do me a favor, please give truma on my behalf? Before the chaver, the shliach, had a chance to give truma on his behalf, he called him up and says, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm not going on my trip, I'm going to give truma myself. So bitel, he was mevatel the shlichus, where he told him, you give the truma. Im actually toram, if the chaver didn't give the truma yet, bitel, it works. Im actually toram, bitel, ain't truma, truma. If he was mevatel before the other guy had a chance, the truma is no good. Avad, if the person already gave the truma, it's already too late because he already did the truma. Oh, Frank Dimark says Rabbi Yechon Shlokish. V'halcha the diba v'dibarhu. All he did was he was memaneh him to be his shliach to go and give the truma, and then a day later, or a week later, or an hour later, he changed his mind. He said, no, I withdraw the shlich, because I don't want you to go and be my shlich. Because it says that the bitel, and that's effective. It might play term bitel, ain't true, must true. Everything was okay, shlokish. Shani nasin is moisi yad isha dechi maise dami. Osi dibu mevatel maise. Even though until now we called it a case of osi dibu mevatel dibur, says Rishlokish, it's really not mevatel dibur, it's mevatel and maise. Because after all, he didn't just say, hurry up, Mekudesh asleep. He said, mitabazu, with this ring. And he gave her the ring, or he gave her the $100, or whatever he gave her. So there was a maise. And now she's saying, I changed my mind. So that's a dibur being mevatel maisa. Says Reish Lakish, therefore these two cases are not parallel. Avad, if it was just a dibur, Balmi said, please go and give the truma, was just a dibur. I can mevatel the dibur. However, if he gave her money, I mean, she gave money to the Isha, that's already a maisa. So why did the Gemara call it a dibur? So Rashi says, since it wasn't chal yet, it's only going to be chal in 30 days from now, so basically at the moment it's just, if you will, oisius porches ba'avir, just a dibur. And after 30 days, if neither of them changes his mind, and nobody comes in between, then it'll be a fully baked maisa. But in the meantime, it's only kind of a half a maisa, that's why the Gemara called it dibur. Frank Gemara Eisve. Oh, I have a virtually identical case. Ha'shaliach get liyishtar. We had this back in Masechus Gittin. The person said to get to his wife, he gave b'shliach, oish sholach achrav shliach. In other words, he gave b'shliach by accident, he happened to bump into him on the subway. Or Sholach Achar Shliach, he sent the Shliach after the first Shliach to be Mevatel. The Omoloi gets his Adicha, bottle who? And the Shliach had not given the get yet to the wife. How is a bottle? Then the thing is like a bottle. Freitimor, when the Sinus get the Shliach, the Sinus is moistly at Ishadami. They seem to be parallel. Here he gave her money, and here he gave a get. Uktani Har is a bottle, so you see. Osi dibur umavatel dibur, says Reish Lakish, no comparison. Hosan namikol kamadoli mata gitli yada dibur vidiburhu. Osi dibur umavatel dibur. Says Reish Lakish, you said that the handing over the get is like handing over the money. I respectfully disagree. Why do I disagree? Because handing over the money, that's a real mice. I gave the mice solution, the chosin to the kala. He attached to that a tanai, it should be chal in 30 days. But there was a real mice. He gave a mice solution. And if in 30 days she doesn't change her mind, he doesn't change her mind, boom, it'll take and be a real chalis solution. Here, he didn't give the get to the isha. He gave the get to the shliach. You can give a get to a shliach 100 times, but nothing has happened. Because until the shliach gives the get to the wife, so this is the kunish mit kunish. So it's only a dibur. Asi dibur o mevatel dibur. Again, says Reish Lakish nishka kasha. Now, Eisa Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Now Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, now let me ask a kasha. Kol hakelim yorli dey tumas and machshavei and oyli dey tumas el bishini maiso. We have a concept of something called gol mekelim. We all know what a golem is. Gol mekelim means kelim which are not fully manufactured yet. Rashi says, for instance, it's a type of kli that requires still loshuf l'shabet ulegarer. In other words, he went to manufacture the kli for him, And that kli is still pretty raw. You can use it already. However, normally a person wouldn't use it in that form. They would go make a couple of designs. They would still smooth it out. They would refine it. Maybe put it back in the furnace. I'm sorry?
It wasn't a
mechuser makir batish. But it was usable. Says the Mishnah, Mesechus Kelim, Kol HaKelim Yorni Tumasim Mechashava. What happens if the person says, when are you going to be finished? You know, I gave you this kli, or I gave you this raw goods a month ago, and you told me it would take a week, and now already a month has passed. When are you going to be finished? He said, just the finishing touches. How long the finishing touches? Well, it should only really take 5 minutes. But when are you going to devote yourself to that 5 minutes? Yeah, I don't know, maybe now, today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe next year. Finished. I'll pay you for your work, just give me the kli, I don't need you to do it anymore, I'm going to use it the way it is. Otherwise, I'm going to just wait forever and ever. I can't wait forever. And so therefore, he said, although it's not a finished kli, it's still very coarse, I'm willing to use it the way it is, don't do any more work, we're done. Guess what? From that point on, the kli is mekabel tum. Until now, it wasn't mekabel tum, because it's still a goylem. It wasn't a finished product. But now he says, I don't need to do any more. Finished product, boom. It's yearly take to Masim Machshava. Machshava means Machshava and Dibor. Then he goes and tells him that we're done. I don't need to do anything further. It's a finished kli. It's yearly take to Masim. However, what happens if he changes his mind after that? And he says, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to take it back to the renovator guy, to the refiner guy, and let him finish it off. Then only take to Masim Bishini Maisa. At this point already, it's not oiled just by the fact that he said so, I give it back to you. It doesn't revert to its golem stage, unless and until the Uman started taking doing the Shiputzim, Loshef L'Shabetz L'Gar. With that he has shown, it's not finished yet. That's why we're continuing to refine it and continue to work on it. Then, it takes away the Aliyah L'Dei Tumah. Now it's back to a golem stage, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. What do I see from that, says the Mishnah? Maisa moitzi miyad, maisa umiyad machshava. Machshava ein moitzi eloi miyad, maisa eloi miyad machshava. A maisa can go and take something away from a maisa. And it can take away from machshava, meaning that he originally had a machshava, okay, finished, don't do any more work. And now, once the workmen started working on it again, then the maisa is moitzi miyad machshava. However, machshava, just by saying, you know what, I change my mind yet again. Please be Meshabbat, please be Loshev, go and finish it off. That Machshava doesn't take away from the original Machshava. And therefore, since it was Yored Lidei Tumah Machshava, it stays as a finished Kli, even with the Machshava, and even with the Dibur, until the Uman starts banging on it once again. That's the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Says Rish Lakish, I can understand when it says in that Mishnah that a machshava, which means a dibur, ain't a mitzia miyad maisa. This is a dibur, this is a maisa. El miyad machshava miyatavik. Why wouldn't you go and say that one machshava takes away the other machshava, one dibur takes away the other dibur? Is the chasimin, says Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, loy osi dibur umavatal dibur. Since he initially said, we're done, you don't have to do any more work, it's a finished kli. And therefore, if afterwards he changes mind, he says, no, keep on banging on it a little bit more until he starts banging, nothing happens. Loi osi dibur mevatel dibur. Is the Chayyim right? Everything you want to know, machshava of tuma is an exception to the rule. Shani machshava tuma, the chimaisa dami. That machshava is like a maisa. It's deemed to be a maisa. Okay, the papa, rami. Yes, the stira. It says in the pasuk, yitein. And we know we don't read it kiyitem, but kareinu kiyutan, because under the yud, there is a kubutz. You have the three dots. And therefore, you don't read it kiyitem, even though it's spelled kiyitem, you read it kiyutan as if there was a vav, a shuruk. What's the purpose? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu do that? Okay, it said, kiyutan dum yidach yitem, ma yitem nichalei, av yutan de nichalei. This, of course, is talking about being machshel kabel tumah. V'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nofam yidavlosam olav, Tommy Hulachan, that's a Torah or an Ois Aleph. V'chiyutan mayim. If he would go and pour mayim on the zroim, on the cut tvua, on the cut peyrois, and it's nichale, he's pouring on it, then about it's machshel. He's machshel the kabel tumah. By saying v'chiyutan, even if he didn't go and water it, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu watered it, or there was some sort of industrial accident and water was emitted by pipes or something, and the person says, oh, I'm so happy, I wanted these to get watered because they're starting to dry out, it's great that they're moist, etc. Oh, so when it comes to Tumah, there doesn't have to be a Maisa. Just, I didn't do any Maisa in terms of being Machshir these Rhyme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Maisa. I just smiled. I just had that Machshava. That's enough to be Moirid Itli De Tumah to be Machshir. See here too, Legabe the Kalim, as long as you had that Machshava, that's already enough. And that Machshava is like a Maisa. So, Gemara, that was the machlokes so far, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and we asked a couple of kashas here and there. Now we have a different version of the story. Rav Zvid Masi Lohash Maitza, this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, remember what the machlokes was, a lady that changed her mind within the 30 days. Can that change of heart with that Dibur Mimavata, the original Dibur of the Hariat Mekodeshesli, where she nodded? So Rav Zvid had a different version. Aha. He learned it on the following. You have a young lady, she wants to get married. She heard that there's an available chusin in Brooklyn. So she asked a friend of hers to be her shliach. Please, go ahead and be makabel the kes of kedushin on my behalf from that fellow in Brooklyn. In the interim, she herself means the mishalachas, the mishalech, the lady that sent that second person, that sent the shliach, she found another young man who proposed to her and says, you know what, forget about that guy in Brooklyn. This guy in Manhattan, oh, he's fantastic. Ah, Talmud Chacham. And he has a couple of dollars too. And therefore, she took the kedushin for herself. So now the question is, who is she mekudeshes to? And although the Braisa doesn't speak out, but the shliach did a good job, and in fact, received Kesef Kedushin from the guy in Brooklyn. So now she has potentially two husbands. The husband through the Shliach in Brooklyn, and the husband through herself that she married over here. Says the Braisa very simply. Im Shalok Kodmu, if hers came first, Kedushia Kedushin. In other words, if she received the Kesef Kedushin here in Manhattan first, married. Im Shalokha Kodmu, but if the Shliach took first, and Kedushia Kedushin. Because obviously she cannot be married to two men, that's impossible. Okay. That's what it says there in the Mishnah, the Braisa. And now we have a follow-up. Loi kitches atzma v'chozra ba mahu. What happens after she sent the shliach to go to Makabal, the Kesef Kedushin, she calls her back and says, you know what, I have a change of heart. Do not be Makabal, the Kesef Kedushin. Mahu. Did she do an effective job to be mevatel the shlichus or not? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chazer. Yeah, sure, of course she can be Chazer. Shlokish Amar Eine Chazer. No, she cannot be. What's the machlokes? Again, Rabbi Yochanan Chazer is Asidim Mevatel Dibur. She appointed the shlicha or the shliach to be her shliach, but then she was mevatel it. The same Dibur is mevatel. Shlokish Amar Eine Chazer. Asidim Mevatel Dibur. No, once he made her a shliach, the shliach becomes like a permanent shliach. He can't be mevatel. Very hard to understand. But so he's a shlokish. And now we repeat a couple of the kashas from the Amud Aleph. Again, he asked somebody to go and give truma on his behalf. Bitel. If now the Mishalech said to the Shliach, do not give the Truma. Imagine Torah Bitel, if he successfully got to him before he gave the Truma, before he was mafresh the Truma, then ain't Truma say Truma. Then whatever the Shliach does is Devarim Betalim. Again, why? Because Asi Dima Vatal Dibur. It's the same thing over here. Akasha and Rish Lakish. Omer Rav Ochma is kidding again, Shekodim Balabayis, the Torah is Kiryat, the Havali Maisa. Even though it doesn't say that there in the Braisa of the Mishnah with the Mas Metruma, but Rabbi says, Al Korchach, according to Rish Lakish, we're going to have to say that the Balabais already gave Truma, and that's how it was Mavatlet. Meaning, go back to the Lashon of the Mishnah of the Braisa that we started off, that it says he appointed someone to be his Toreim and Bitel, and he was Mavatlet. Now we assume that the Bitel was, he told him, stop, don't give the Truma. I changed my mind. I'm going to give the Truma. However, says Rabbi, that's not the way Rish Lakish learned it. Bitel, you know how he was mevatel that shlichus of giving the Truma? By himself giving the Truma immediately. Before the shlich had a chance to go and give the Truma, he quickly went and gave himself the Truma. So now when the shlich comes to give the Truma, sorry fellow, I already took care of it, I was mevatel it. Then of course, ain't Truma, Truma. You can't give Truma twice. Once you give Truma, you're done. And so that's the case. So of course, Osi Maisu mevatel Dibur, that's no problem. Eisur Yish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Again, the same crash as we had on the Amud Aleph. Kol Kelim Yordli Dei Chumasim Machshav. Ein Oyel Mitrosim Ayel Bishinim Ma'isim. Ma'isim Oytiv Yad Ma'isim Yad Machshav. Machshav Enim Oytilim Yad Ma'isim Olim Yad Machshav. And again, Reish Lakish says, Bishlam Yad Ma'isim Loi Mafka. That a Machshav can't take away from a Ma'isim. I understand. They said, you have a battle Ma'isim. Elim Yad Machshav Miyat Afit. If the whole reason why this kli was yoyedli deituma was because of the machshava that I don't want you to go and refine the kli anymore, it's done, it's finished, we're going to use it in its coarse way, and now automatically, boom, it becomes yoyedli deituma. And now, a minute later, or an hour later, or a week later, he changes his mind, he says, you know what, I decided I'm not going to use it in this coarse way. My wife, when she saw this, she got so angry at me, I'm giving it back to you, please, finish it off, refine it, do a nice job. Sorry, Mashavad's not waiting me on Mashavad until the Uman starts banging on it. Loi osi Mashavad mi yitzmei Mashavad. Why not? Didn't you say di mavatal dibur? So Mashavad shi mavatal Mashavad. The only reason why it's here is Deituma because he initially decided we'll use it in its coarse fashion, in its coarse status. So now he changed it. He said, no, I want it to be refined. Why don't you say di mavatal dibur? Abalais, he told him the test like we said before. Shana machshav de tuma, the chi maisa dami, ukira papa. The case of machshav of tuma is in an exceptional case on its own. Like Rapapa, papa, rami ksiv. It says in the pasuk kiyite, in other words, it's spelled kiyite. The Korean kiyutan, we read a kiyutan as if it had a vav. So what does that mean? Okay, it said, kiyutan dami yite. Ma'yitan nichole avyutan namid nichole. Even though he didn't put the water on, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it rain. But he's smiling and he's happy about it. It's nichalei. That's already enough. There was only a machshava that he's happy. Machshava is ki maisa, but not everywhere else. And now the Gemara asks the nak.
So, in other words, we say that he. Why does he want it wet? We have to say that he wants his fruits wet. I mean, is that
the fruits are beginning to dry out, and he wants them to be nice and fresh and moist, and therefore.
Remember, you put your fruits out to dry. You have your figs. You have this. You put it to the roof. But here he's saying
so. That's certainly in many cases that could like it. He would not want it to get wet, and as soon as he sees it's going to be a rain, he's going to quickly take it out.
And if he gets wet, it's not machshel kapatu in that case because it's not nichalei.
Exactly.
So he has to mamish want it to be nichalei wet for whatever reason.
Right.
If you ever go into the kitchen, you may see that if you're going to have guests or just your family, wife might decide if there's some fresh fruits to go and wash them and leave them all nice and wet. So, it looks so fresh and it looks so nice, and enhance their appearance and to enhance their
taste. It's also a hacker that they've been washed.
Exactly. Good. Anyway, back to the Gemara. The person says to get to his wife. And the mishaleach, the baal, reached the shliach, or he sent another shliach. Stop! Do not go ahead with his get. Here's the bottle. It's his bottle. So we see that the divor is mavatal divor. And here, what was the situation? Virtually on all fours. Because what was talking about over here? Here it's talking about that she sent a shliach to mekabel kiddushin from someone else, and then she changed her mind. Stop! Nancy, do not take the kesef kiddushin from Reuven. I'm not interested in the shidduch. I changed my mind. Forget about it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, chazeres. Her mother, she can change her mind. Yishlokish says, no, ain't a chazeres. Once you appointed Nancy to be a shliach, you can't go and withdraw the shlichus. I see very clearly over here by the shlichus of a get, you can withdraw the shlichus. Says, Yimar Taka, this is Tiyufta, Reish Lakish, Tiyufta, there's a knockout kasha on Reish Lakish. And therefore, Chesed Kavos in Derit, Bib Yoichana. But not only in this second case, but Philip Kamaisa, even the first case. Now you're wondering, when I say the first case, in other words, the first version of the Machlekes in the Yom Adalf. Now you're thinking to yourself, what was the difference between the first version and the second version? Here in the second version with Mamish, only Dibur V'Dibur, because she had appointed Nancy to be her shliach to Makabal the Kiddushin, and now she says, forget about it, don't. Okay, nothing ventured, nothing lost. She had appointed it, she withdrew the appointment, done. But the first, and the Amar Al was talking about that the Chosin already gave her money. And he says it's going to be effective in 30 days. And then she changed her mind in the 30 days. So remember, we said in the Amar Aleph, said Reish Lakish, that's not just a Dibra Mavatal Dibra. That's a Dibra being Mavatal a Maisa. There was a Maisa Kedushin. He handed over the funds to her. He gave her the ring. So I would think that maybe Ein Dibra Mavatal Maisa, says the Gemara, the Aluch of Rabbi Yochanan, in the first case, the Avagav, the Ikalev, even though you could say that we're not talking about just dibur. Because shani nisin is moti adisha tikim ma'ase dami felahachi asidir mavatal dibur. Period. That's the end. Both cases passing on Rebbecha. Pray to Markash Ilchas Ilchas, but I have now a stira two halachas, one or the other. Amizulgir b'yoyichanan over here that dibur mavatal dibur. V'kaimon Ilchas Zekerim Nachman, and we pass the Zekerim Nachman in a similar case. What's a similar case? Dibayluhu. The same case that we had until now, meaning person appointed a shliach to go and give a get, and then he found him or he sent the shliach and said, stop, do not give the get. So he doesn't give the get. Don't give the get. But the get is still in existence, and a week later he decides, you know what, I'm going to give her a get after all. Can he go and give a get to the lady a week later? That same get. Rav Nachman Amar, yeah, choyz megarish boy. No, no problem. Sheis Amar, ain't a choyz megarish boy. No, you cannot go mi choyz megarish once again. The kaimel in hilchasa kabosid Rav Nachman. So what do I see from this? That even though he was mevatel the get, it didn't become bottle. Choyz megarish boy. Didn't you just say now, couldn't Rabbi Yochanan, osi di mevatel the ibor, so the get should be lechoyre meaningless. You should tear it up into pieces. Says Yimor, you're making a mistake. He the batli mitur shliach mitur is getle batle. All Reuven said to his shliach was shliach, stop, don't give the get.
Pause, don't stop walking.
Exactly, or stop walking, don't give the get any longer right. To the isha.
Put it on hold. The shlichus is on hold.
On hold, or even if he says I'm permanently severed,
terminating, right?
Terminating, but I'm not doing anything. The get still remains the way it is. I want to think about it further. I have to go and discuss it with a therapist. I have to speak to the marriage counselors. I have to speak to the rabbanim. I have to speak to... So I want to still think about it. But after he thought about it, he decided to give it a get after all. So the bali was not mevatel the get. The issue was mevatel the mice and kedushin. But here we were not mevatel the get. Okay. Next
year. So according to Rav Nachman's...
Rav Nachman is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan after all. Even though Rabbi Yochanan said, Osi dim mavatal dibur. Wow, Shelley, in person. Ponim el ponim adabar.
Poison,
yeah. Chasra, mishka poison. It's a wonderful, sweet, it's a gift. I understand. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Osi dim mavatal dibur, the original shlichas is batal mavatal. But in the case of the get, it's just a mavatal. Shimon don't deliver the get anymore, but I'm not being mavatal get itself. I may decide that I, the Baal, Chas V'Shalom, will give it to Rabbi Yochanan. Or I might appoint another Shliach.
Right. Once he's Mavato the get, then already loses.
It's a dead get. It's a dead letter. It's
then,
a dead letter.
Then it's a dead get. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he wasn't Mavato the get, he was just Mavato the Shliach. Mizokti Moravai Timikadeshes Lishaini. Remember, we said that if you had this officious interloper, meddler, that came and in the middle of the 30 days he married her, right? Reuven already married her in the beginning on day 1. And he says it's going to be effective on day 30. And then Shimon comes in on day 15, day 20, and he says, here, I give you Kesa Kedushin, and she accepts it. What's it in? Said the Mishnah, Mukudeshes L'Sheini. Omer Rab, Mukudesh L'Sheini L'Yodim. It's 100% Mukudesh L'Sheini forever and ever. Until Chas V'Shalom, he dies or she dies, he gives a get. Otherwise, it's a full-fledged Kedushin. And that's the Pashup Shad, the Mishnah. Shmuel is not so simple. Shmuel Rab, Mukudeshes L'Sheini, Ad Lamidjoin for the rest of the 30 days. So if they got married on day 15, 15 days they're going to be married. Got married on day 20, left 10 days.
Who wants to be my bride for a night?
Well, it's similar
so
to that.
So an interlope, the cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, oh, you can about. That's comment is as sweet as a delicious watermelon. Mm-hmm. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Acher Lamidjoin, whatever, it's as sweet as a honey. Yeah, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Hey, that's how sweet.
Cantaloupe.
Yeah, exactly. Cantaloupe. Good. Anyway, 30 days come and go. Boom. The second Kedusha falls away. No get necessary, no misa necessary. Kedusha goes away, and she's married to the first one after all.
How's it possible
when you get it? It's Kedusha. Mendi, the kasha that Rav Chizda asks. Yosu Rav Chizda v'kashle. Kedusha sheni v'may paki. How can you go and say, poof, poof, the second, it evaporates. If you're telling me that the Kedushin was Chal on day 20.
The Kedushin, it locks her in.
Exactly. So it has to be either a get, a Mises and Baal, or her Mises and Baal. How do you go to that? Omlir of Yosef. Mar Areshe Masnila the Kashale. The reason why you have this Kasha is because you've mistakenly added on this Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel on the Reisha. And then you're saying, how could Shmuel hold Mekadesh L'Sheni Ablam Ejoim? How did it go away Bechti? I don't understand that. However, Rav Yehuda Seifa Masnila, V'leikashalei. He learned the Machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel on the Seifa, and then there's no Kasha. What's the Seifa? So let's go back to our Mishnah. What happens if he didn't say, it should be chal. Hariat Mekadesh L'Sheni Ablam Ejoim. He said, Me'achshav Uli Achash L'Sheni Ejoim. What do we say in the Mishnah? Mekudeshes. The Einem Mekudeshes. And therefore, if she was a Bas Koyin, she cannot eat Truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma. Mekudeshes Einem Mekudeshes. Says Yimor Omer Rav, Mekudeshes Einem Mekudeshes Li'olam. Like the Parsha Pshat, the Mishnah. She is now Besafik. She has a cloud on her title forever and ever, unless and until she gets a get from one or both, or they pass away, or whatever. But otherwise, she has a Suffolk condition overhead forever. Ushmul Omar, Mekadeshes, Mekadeshes, Ella Ad Lamed Yoim. Only this doubt is hovering in midair until the 30 days, because I don't know what's going to happen in 30 days. All he did by saying, La'achash Loishim Yoim, Ma'achash Loishim Yoim, like we'll see
in the
Gemara.
So he's modifying the period of doubt.
Exactly. La'achash Lamed, Paki Kedushay Sheini, Ve'gamri Kedushay Rishayin. What's Taka this Svar? I'll tell you why. The reason why Mekadesh Ven Mekadesh Li Oilam according to Rav is because Masapkele. Rav says, I have a Suffolk. Itano Hava, Ichazora Hava. When he said, Me Achshav, Ula Achash Loishim Yoim, remember when Ariel was here, he was saying, that's impossible. Either it's Chal from today, or it's Chal in 30 days. What does that mean? So Itano Hava, either he meant it tonight, I want it to be Chal from now, from this instant, as long as neither you nor I change our minds within 30 days, it's going to be Chal of Afreya, and it's going to be a good Kedushin. So Masakli Tanahava, or maybe after he said, Me'achshav, you know what? I'm not so sure I want to take upon myself the marital responsibilities today. Let's wait another month. And therefore, Ichazorahava, he changed his mind. I don't want to be from now. I want it to be in 30 days from now. No, if he wants it only to be Chal in 30 days from now, it's just like the earlier case in the Mishnah. If somebody comes in the middle and marries her, then he'll be married to her, and that fellow will be married. And not the first guy. So I don't know. Kadesh and Mekadesh. The Shmuel Pshita later to Noahava. It's a Chavada tonight. And since it's a Vaday tonight, when the 30 days are over, it'll go back to Mafreya. And therefore, this suffix and this doubt that was lingering and hovering overhead, Merachefes al Pnei Amoyim, goes away. And therefore, it's going to be a full-fledged Mekudeshes. So, how is this better than the first version? Because the first version was saying in the Mishnah, she's taka mekudeshes l'sheni. So much mekudeshes that she can even go and eat truma. Everything is fine. She's mekudeshes. And now you're telling me at the end of 30 days, no, the kedushin paki went away. How can you paki? If they were mekudeshes, they were mekudeshes. You need a get. How does this work? Here we're saying there was a suffix. What was the suffix? The suffix was, what's going to happen in the next 30 days? Is he going to change her mind? Is she going to change her mind or not? Baruch Hashem, neither one changed their mind. 30 days pass. It works. Lema Freya. Pshitale the Tanohava was just a Tanai, a condition. The condition, it'll be Chal from now, on the condition that neither one of us changes our mind within the next 30 days. Baruch Hashem, they didn't change their mind. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's why it's Chal Lema Freya. Look at Ani Tanai. And we find the same machloikis elsewhere. Where do you find the same machloikis? Back in Masechtas Gittin. The Sanya. He says, I'm giving you a get now. I want it to be chal from today and the achamisa. And again, it's the same type of contradiction in terms. Is it chal now? Is it chal the achamisa? He didn't say that it should be chal mihoim if and when, blah, blah, blah. He said, mihoim ula achamisa. Zog the tanik, zog the chacham, get vein a get. Dibrichof. It means it's like mekudesh, vein a mekudesh. It's a suffix. I don't know. I don't know from now, from then. Rabbi Oymik is again, no, it does work after all. Even though we hold Ein Get Li Achar Misa, but that's just a Tanai. That Chas V'Shalom, if the person passed away, it should be Chal Me'ayoyim. So he never died, it's Chal Me'ayoyim, so it works, because they get. Zok Yimara, see, if you're telling me that it's the same Machloik as the Tanoim, why do we have to have that Rav and Shmuel have a new case scenario of this Me'achshav Le'achar Shloi Shimyoyim by Kiddushin? Let them retain the scenario of Rebbe and the Chachamim. The name of Rav Aloch Kirabban, I agree to the Rabbanan that Mekudeshes, Ve'enu Mekudeshes, get Ve'enu get. And let the name of Shmuel Aloch Kirabbi, that I hold like Rebbe, because they get. That after Misa, it's going to be a good get Lemafreya. And here too, it's going to be a good Kedushin Lemafreya after 30 days. So what do I have to repeat the Machloikis twice? You should just say, I hold like him and you hold like him. Zimartricha. There is a chiddush. Dilam Rabba Loch Kirabanon have him in a hasam under a chayke kasi. There he is giving her a get, and the get is never to go and push her away to marchik her. And therefore, I have a suffix when he says these words, Mayom al Achamisa. Why did he say Mayom al Achamisa? Because maybe he's having second thoughts. And maybe it wasn't to Tanai, but maybe he's taka having charatim. And that's why says, if it would say Rav Pasul's like a Rabbanan, it would say only in a Rechoyke Kasi, where the person wants to think about it. After all, he's been married to Sprinzer for the last 50 years. It was a very wonderful marriage. And now, at the end of 50 years, he decides, Mayom al Achamisa. You know, he doesn't want to go and push her out the door immediately. He wants to think about it another 30 days. So maybe that's Taka Charati, changes his mind. He wants to endear himself to the wife, and the wife to him. The Tanoahava. Avadi wants this chasim to happen immediately. Why is he waiting 30 days? He has to go and settle his affairs. He has to go and sell his house and move and get another job or whatever it happens to be. But it's only a Tanai. It's not that he changed his mind after all. He gave her keskin because he wants to marry her, not because he wants to think about it and change his mind. If he were passing like Rebbe in the other case, by the get, have been hosabud and get rachamisa. That's why he says, because get, everybody knows Engil Achamisa. When he said my ayoyim, he meant taka from today. You can always make a kedushin in a week from now, in a month from now, in a year from now. You can always append a tonight because they're brachshim both alive and kicking. There's nobody passed away. Nobody's kicking, but nobody's passed away. I figured you'd say something. Maybe he would agree to Rav that what? That maybe in fact, it is a case of Mekadesh and a Mekadesh. Maybe Taka had Charata, maybe Yom, maybe Nishta. I don't know. Did he mean it tonight? He had Charata. By Get, he couldn't have Charata because in Get Lachamisa, you can't change your mind and say the Get will be Achamisa. But you could say that the Kedushin should be Chal after 30 days. Tzricha, that's why we have to have both the Machloikas here and the Machloikas there. And that's why Rav Shmuel didn't just simply say knee jerk reaction, I hold like a Chum and you hold like Rebbe, because since they're different case scenarios, there's a chiddush in each one to say that the halacha in this case would be a safek, and according to Shmuel, it's a davar pasha that it's a tanai. Stop over here, Rabbi Saif. Have a wonderful day. Meshav to be with you tomorrow.
We had a case earlier where a woman.